My name is John Erling. Today's date is November 21st, 2013. So, John, would you state your full name, please?
John Michael Mullen.
Your date of birth and your present age?
February 25th, 1947. I'm 39.
So you're 39, you refuse to say, give us your age?
Well, the arithmetic would calculate to 66.
66 years old. And where are we recording this interview?
At my car building, where I have all my toys and old muscle cars at the museum that I have in Catoosa, Oklahoma, I'm sorry.
And we'll get into that. But speaking of names, we need to talk about Ugly. Ugly John. How did that come about?
That came about with some really good friends of mine just out of high school. My dad died, so I did not go to college. I stayed home and worked in the family business, and every night went racing someplace. And very close friends I met during that time, Marshall and Vicky Farr from Tulsa. Actually, Turley, that's where I grew up, was in Turley. We would go someplace every night and race cars. They had a hot rod car. I had one. My hair's long, wavy and curly, and I used to comb it straight back, and Vicky always thought I was good looking. And one night they came by to get me in their 66 Chevelle, and I had gotten a haircut, a flat top boogie, flat on top, long on the sides, combing in a ducktail. And I came out and got in the car, and I can still see the look on her face as she scooted over to sit on the console. She said, "Ooh, John, you're ugly." And Marshall said, "Ugly John," and it stuck. And I learned in the college, when I did finally get to go to school, in the retailing courses, etc., to name your business something people will remember and they won't forget. And Ugly John's has absolutely nothing to do with boats until you find out it does, and it's worked real well. We've had a lot of fun with it over the years, but there's a lot of stories on how I got my name, but that's the real story.
And you knew you could live with it because you knew you weren't ugly.
You know, women will come up to me, or girls, and they'll come up and they'll say, "Well, you're not that ugly."
All right. Where were you born?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Let's talk about your mother. Mother's name, maiden name, where she grew up.
Howard, and she was born in Weber's Falls, Oklahoma.
You said Howard.
Yes, my mother's maiden name was Howard.
Okay, her first name?
Sue Sadie Howard was her full name.
Okay, so she grew up
in the Tulsa area, yeah. I think they came to Tulsa, I don't know how old she was, but she married my dad when she was 17, so they didn't stay down there very long.
What was she like, her personality?
Oh, she was very calm, tiny little lady, meek, until she got riled up, and then, you know, she'd get the switch. She'd line me out.
Yeah. Your dad's name?
Harvey Everett Mullen. He was born in Kirksville, Missouri in 1898, as a matter of fact. And, he was a roughneck, I think, in Texas before he came to Tulsa. And evidently came to Tulsa. They got married when he was 25. So, and he was an auto mechanic. He had an auto shop. And then went to work for a little delivery company here in town, Evans Transfer Service, and worked there until 1957, and Mr. Evans died, and Daddy bought the company from his widow. So I kind of grew up, that's all I've ever done has been self-employed or work, you know, for my family. Oh, we had, I think, 7 delivery trucks and did local deliveries in Tulsa.
So it was a delivery business?
Yes.
What was the name of it?
Evans Transfer Service.
So the idea of working for yourself was implanted from as a child.
It was. I didn't have a job working for anybody else until I did go to college, and I worked for a lumberyard, which was I really wanted to do. I'd never worked for anybody else.
Brothers and sisters?
One brother, 4 years older than me.
And what's his name?
Al Mullen, Alfred Mullen. He lives in Skytook.
What was the first house you might remember living in as a child?
The only one I ever lived in was in Turley. My dad built it in the 30s. I don't know. And it's the only one I ever lived in. In fact, after I got out of college and Daddy was gone, Mom moved to Skytook to take care of her older brother. And my wife and I, Velma and I, lived in that house until we bought our house at Keystone Lake. 6020 North Rockford, behind Cherokee School. I went to Cherokee School kindergarten through ninth grade, and then McLean through high school.
So that was elementary was in Turley?
Yes.
And then you came into Tulsa?
No, junior high was in Turley also at Cherokee School.
But then high school?
Was at McLean. It was just a couple of miles south on Peoria. It was in North Tulsa also.
Your high school days, were you active in organizations, or what was your...
Oh, I was in the band. I had it when I was 5 years old. I'll back up a little bit. My mom got me taking piano lessons, and or 4 years old, I guess, and when I was five, I played in a baby artist concert. I played Ave Maria. I'll never forget. I was 5 years old and was in front of 200 or 300 people, and I was the only thing I was afraid of was they told me I had to bow when I got through. I was so embarrassed and so timid about it. I am a pretty shy guy. Then I stayed with my music. I played violin. Wish I would have learned to fiddle, but I played the violin. And I played cornet, trombone, all the brass instruments. And I got to high school and was messing with hot rod cars, et cetera. And my dad had several strokes. So my senior year, like an idiot, I was offered a full scholarship to any college I wanted to go to with my music. I didn't want to be a sissy band boy, so I said, no, I'm going to take auto mechanics, and I quit the band. And I had to get a privilege pass, as it turned out, to go help Dad because he was sick, and I would work, go to school a half a day, and then I'd ride the bus to town and go work the other half a day. So
you ever look back on that decision?
Yep, a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you became so successful,
well,
you might have gone.
In fact, I've started last year. I bought another piano. I missed the piano. I could sit down. I could play anything by ear, and I have forgotten my left hand, and so I started trying to take a few lessons when I have time.
So not right now you can play by ear?
No, I could if I could remember the left hand. I lost it, I guess, playing the brass instruments, you know, so long after the piano, because I quit taking piano lessons after Daddy had his first stroke in 58, I think.
I didn't know that about you.
Nobody
music.
Does.
That's great. That's great that you're telling us, right? If you take piano, you could be entertaining
exactly.
all these people.
Oh, yeah.